Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
If you listen to Cruise Mornings a lot, you know that I despise the internet. I complain about the comment section a lot here on the show. Just a bunch of strangers. You're wrong. No, you're wrong. Hey, buddy, you're wrong. Hey, this random stranger that joined the conversation, they're wrong. Let's put aside our differences and gang up on them. Yeah, the internet. Sometimes, though, the internet can be just a majestic place. Case in point, this article, I'm just going to read you the title, 63 Ways of Cooking a Potato. It's this, like, 25-minute video. It goes through all 63 ways you can prepare a potato. Yes, there are 63 different ways you can cook a potato. Quick shout out to potatoes. Not only do they make vodka, but they're very, very versatile, right? Here's the thing that kind of made me cringe about this list, though. Number 22 on the list, juicing a potato. Who juices a potato? And it was number 22 on the list. It wasn't number 63. It wasn't dead last. It wasn't like, okay, now that you've tried all these weird ways to cook a potato, you can also juice it as a last resort. No, it was number 22. It was ahead of a lot of, like, really, really good ways to cook a potato, including tater tots. That's just a mistake right there. Juicing a potato. Have you ever thought of doing that? Like, who eats French fries and thinks to themselves, these are good, but I would like it better if it was in a cold liquid form. Last day of school for the Catholic school kids today. The public school kids, their last day was yesterday. And you could tell it was their last day because at around 3:30, 7-Eleven was just packed. Every single 7-Eleven was just kids getting Slurpees. And every single corner store that sells Slurpees is going to be ridiculously busy for the next week because the first week of summer holidays, all kids do is just ride bikes and crush Slurpees. Cat people, do you have a spray bottle full of water that you use on your cat when they misbehave? You know, if they're scratching at the furniture or they make a mess inside, something like that, you get the spray bottle, you start spraying them so they know they're doing wrong. I want to invent, well, not invent, but I want to have that spray bottle for people instead of cats. Like, have that spray bottle in your back pocket so that whenever your friend is doing something stupid, you can just get that spray bottle and spray them and be like, no, no, bad Timmy, bad. It would be great for those friends who always try to get you to invest in their pyramid scheme. Oh, wait, sorry, multi-level marketing scheme. It's a pyramid scheme. This would be great for those people. They show up at a dinner party or something. Oh, hey, Craig, how's it going? Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. I work for this Nutra Fantastic Excellent company. You've never heard of it? Oh, I gotta sell you some products, and if you really want to make some money, you can join our team. That's when you just get the spray bottle. No! No, Tina! No! Breakdancing might be in the 2024 Summer Games in Paris. The IOC, the International Olympic Committee, voted on Tuesday in favor to put breakdancing in the 2024 Games. Now, it still has to jump through a few more legal hoops to actually get in, but the big barrier has been cleared for breakdancing to get into the Olympics. These next couple steps are just kind of preliminary. It's basically a go. Breakdancing will be in the Olympic Games, which is great news for that kid back in high school that would do the worm at every single dance. Every high school had that one kid. When the circle would start at the high school dance and people would go in the middle and show off their best move, that one kid would go in the middle and start doing the worm. And it was actually really impressive because back in the day, the only breakdancing move that you knew was the worm and that's it. And then the one kid would go and he would kill it. Everyone was like, oh yeah, Dennis, do the worm! And then right after that kid would do the worm, another kid would do the worm, except his was way worse. It was brutal. He'd basically just face plant on the floor and kind of shimmy around, and it was like, oh, Derek, that was not nearly as cool as Dennis's. The thing about the last day of school is, in the movies, they make it sound so epic. Like the movie Dazed and Confused, one of my all-time favorites. It's basically all about the last day of school, and it looks awesome. So many adventures, so many shenanigans, so many memories made. But really, on the last day of school, It's kind of anticlimactic, isn't it? It's like, hey, do you want to go throw your notes in the garbage bin and then go ride bikes for like an hour and a half? Yeah, sounds good. What do you want to do after that? We could ride bikes for like another hour after that. Oh, I like that plan. Okay, but what about after the second bike riding session? Well, I was thinking we'd ride bikes for a third time. Did you see that viral video of the basketball nets getting torn down in Toronto? Ever since the Raptors won the NBA championship, basketball has been exploding across Canada, but specifically in Toronto. A bunch of parks with basketball nets, they have been busy nonstop in Toronto. Kids are always playing basketball, and it's caused a big issue for people living near that park because before, no one really played basketball on those courts. Now that everyone's obsessed with the Raptors, everyone's playing basketball on those courts, and they're complaining about the noise. There was a video of a Toronto city worker taking down the rim of a basketball net. Not the actual backboard or the whole basketball net itself, just the rim, which is such a tease. Like, the one thing you need to play basketball is basically the rim and the ball, and they're taking one of those down. And everyone was booing this guy. He's just doing his job, but greasy move. It just seems so weird how adults are like, oh, kids nowadays, they're all about the screens and the FaceTube and the iPads. They never go outside and play. And then they do go outside and play, and it's like, oh, those dang kids are making too much noise. You know this whole Beyond Meat trend? A lot of places are going with the Beyond Meat plant-based protein, that kind of thing. Arby's is doing the exact opposite. Instead of plant stuff that tastes like meat, they're going with meat stuff that tastes like plants. For example, the meat carrot. It is this meat thing that tastes like a carrot. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a meat carrot. So they're taking this whole plant-based thing and they're flipping it upside down. It's kind of a joke and it is kind of funny. I mean, meat carrot. How can you not laugh at those two words together? Meat carrot. It kind of sounds like a chirp that hockey players would use, hey? Like at a beer league hockey game. Oh, nice shot, you meat carrots. Oh, yeah, nice back check there, you meat carrot. Super jealous of all those grade 12s graduating because remember that summer after you graduated from high school? Remember how fun that summer was? Like, not a care in the world. You just went to school for 12 straight years. And most of them will go on to university, but they don't have to worry about that. It's like, okay, these next 2 months, I am gonna enjoy it. It's not a care in the world. You just hang out in your parents' basements, then you go hang out with your friends, back to the parents' basements, back to hanging out with friends, some outdoors time in the middle of that, kind of. But mainly just parents' basement and friends' time. Oh, if I had a time machine, that's where I'd go back to. Half an hour ago, the internet went out here. It only went out for 9 minutes, which really isn't that big of a deal, but whenever the internet goes out, you always think it's going to last the whole day, and you immediately start to panic. You're like, oh no, I have so many emails to finish, and how am I going to binge my favorite shows on Netflix? Oh no. So you restart your computer. That's what everyone does. As soon as the internet goes out, you restart your computer, and you're like, well, that didn't work. What am I going to do now? You go to the router, you unplug it, you plug it back in, and you don't see that little green button that flashes, that usually flashes, and you're like, well, that's not a good sign. And when that doesn't work, we all do the same thing. Well, looks like I'm playing Minesweeper for the next hour or two. I highly recommend getting into the edible insects business. According to experts, by 2030, the edible insect business could be worth $8 billion. Not million, billion, by 2030. And we need some more meat alternatives, and bugs are great for that. They're high in protein, they're really healthy for you, but they're bugs, and they're gross and icky, and when you eat them, they're all crunchy, and it just, don't want to talk about it. So if you are going into university, maybe think of starting an edible insect company. Ranch bugs. They're just bugs covered in ranch so that you don't taste any of the bug flavor. You just taste all the ranch flavor. And you still get all the healthy, good parts of the bugs. Except it gets canceled out by all the unhealthy stuff with the ranch. Yeah, I didn't think this one through.